Welcome to the Remix My Fitness podcast, where we learn that there's more than one way to train, eat, and live. I'm your host, MC Kim, the kind intelligent man, and I hope that your summer is treating you good wherever you are. I know my summer's been going off pretty well, actually. A lot of eating, though. Tons of barbecues. I feel like more so than previous years, this year is the year of the barbecue for MC Kim. But I'll try to hold it down and work a little extra to burn that off and so that I could have a little bit of fun too, right? Thanks for tuning in to another episode with me. I'm actually here live at a gym. I'm at a buddy's gym here today out in Scarborough. You know, I had packed my mic to do some work and I thought, you know what? Why don't I just record today's episode at my buddy's gym here in Scarborough? So you may hear some clanging of some weights. You might hear some heavy huffing and puffing, but hopefully maybe some of those sounds will get you motivated to get you into the gym later today as well. So on today's show, I'm actually tackling a common problem, a problem that I run into with a lot of people that I train with, which is how to get rid of lower back pain from sitting. So from all that sitting that you guys are doing from your office job or from work, or if you're an entrepreneur and you're sitting in front of a computer, I run into that. People tell me all the time that they know what the problem is. They just don't know how to solve it. So just to give you an idea of the kinds of people that I train with, they are young professionals between the ages of 30 to 45. You know, they work in front of their computers a lot, or they work from home, or they're entrepreneurs that also work from home or from wherever. And they spend a lot of time sitting. They're working, they're grinding at their job or their business, and they forget or they neglect to get up and to take a break. So oftentimes, these hardworking men and women, they run into a few different ailments. Number one, they're overworked, and just planning and researching and to think about what they need to do or the kinds of workouts they need to do is just not in their cards. They just don't want to do that. Number two, they're just carrying a little extra weight around their stomach area. And number three, the main topic that we're going to talk about today, which is they experience lower back problems. Sometimes it's so debilitating that it hinders their movement, it affects their mood, and basically it just sucks the daily life out of them. I know, because this has happened to me as well. So, do you believe that you have lower back pain, which is caused from sitting? Well, if so, today's episode is for you, because I'm going to give you some tips, some tricks, and some exercises to get rid of your lower back pain, get you stronger, so you can live a better life. So first, let's talk about why you might be experiencing lower back pain to begin with. If it's not from an accident or an injury or some other disease, then one of the main reasons why is that your posterior chain, or the bottom half, so your legs, your hips, your glutes, your hamstrings, are underused or they're just weak. So oftentimes people ask me, could you give me some lower back exercises to help strengthen my lower back? And I always tell them, no, that's not how you should be approaching things. And instead, you should be working out your legs. And this is why. You may be experiencing this lower back pain because your lower back is just overused. Overused, you say. How can that be? Because I spend a lot of my time sitting. Well, if you're on the mindset that your lower back pain is caused from too much sitting, you're kind of on the right track, but that's not the full story. Because sitting for work is one thing, but we actually sit a lot. Especially here in North America, we find every chance we get to sit. And even though you and I know that sitting is a problem for us, we're always on the search to be able to rest our loins on a nice comfy chair. Because if you think about it, we sit when we work, and let's say you work 6 hours. I know a lot of you guys work a lot more than 6 hours. We sit when we commute. That's another 30 to 60 minutes, sometimes even more. We sit when we're chilling with our friends and we're family. We're sitting at parties. We're sitting when we read, when we relax, when we wind down, when we Netflix. I don't want to say chill, but hopefully you're doing more than just chilling, right? So you get where I'm going with this, right? We sit all the time. Our head, our shoulders, our chest, our entire upper body is constantly putting weight down onto what? Onto our lower back. Our lower back is constantly being pushed to its limits by holding this entire upper body frame while we sit. Our lower back is already tired, and doing more exercises to strengthen it, or in this case, to fatigue our lower back, is only going to make the problem worse. So with all this sitting, something in our body is laying dormant, and it's getting weaker and weaker with every minute that passes by that you are sitting. And what that is, you ready? It's our legs. Our legs are so underused because of all this sitting that we're doing. And then when it's actually time to use them, they're so weak that it can't handle the load that our upper body now has. So as we are sitting, something is laying dormant. Something is being underused, and it's getting weaker and weaker and weaker with every minute that goes by while you're sitting. And that something is our legs. Our legs are so underused, and when it's time to use them, it can't hold our frame up. So other things need to take over, like our lower back. So if you want to get rid of lower back pain, step number one. Step number one is you got to start working out your lower half. So very easy, free, and a must-know exercise is the squat. And if you're starting out, you don't need to do like 100 or 200 squats. I actually recommend just doing 20 squats every morning, 2 to 3 sets, so that's a total of 60. It will take you no more than 5 minutes to do. And if you do these 3 sets of squats, I promise you, it will make a world of a difference. Once your legs and your glutes get stronger, it will take a load off your lower back, and you will feel stronger and you will feel healthier. If you want to check out what a squat looks like and how to do it, go check out today's show notes at remixmyfitness.com/week29. And on there will be a GIF video of me doing a squat and instructions on how to do it, plus a whole host of the other things that I'm going to talk about today. Some other GIF videos and other tips and tricks and visuals that you can see. So that leads me to number two. So number two is a little bit of a funky one, but just hear me out on it, okay? So instead of sitting on your chair, why don't you sit on a stability ball? So it's one of those large balls that you see in a gym, and it's usually kind of hanging out in a corner or it's on top of a rack. Why don't you try using that instead of a chair? And this will do two things for you. One, it makes you sit upright and forces you to have a good posture, and you won't be able to slouch or round your back while you're at your desk. And number two, it makes you take a break. So you won't be able to sit on a stability ball for hours on end. You'll actually feel the fatigue start to happen in your lower back and in your shoulders and in your neck. No different than as if you were working out and doing a bunch of push-ups. You're just going to feel general fatigue. So you will have to get up. You're going to just naturally stretch and take a break. So ditch your chair, find yourself a good quality stability ball, and this is very important. You want to check out exactly what size of stability ball you need. The stability balls come in different sizes, and it really depends on your height on what kind of stability ball best suits you. So I actually have a stability ball chart. Again, if you visit remixmyfitness.com/week29, you'll be able to see the chart, and all you need to know is you need to know your height in feet, and I will recommend the right size ball for you. Number three, this one is easier said than done, but number three is to lose weight. If you've been searching for the right reason to lose weight and to take a couple extra pounds off your body, then this could be the one. If you're someone who is carrying a little extra load in their stomach or in their gut area, then this could be a possible reason why your lower back is hurting. When I was at the peak of my weight, when I was the heaviest, which was 270 pounds, I would oftentimes have episodes of this crazy, debilitating lower back pain where I just couldn't even get up and walk around. I would literally lay on my back, being unable to move. And there was this one time, and just a little heads up that this upcoming story is maybe a little bit TMI, but I'm going to tell that anyway because it was one of the worst, is one of the worst lower back pains that I ever had. And it happened when I was using the washroom. I was sitting down, doing my thing, and then just literally all of a sudden, I felt something just give in my lower back. And I knew I wouldn't be able to stand up. And I couldn't. So I sat on the toilet in pain, contemplating for at least 30 minutes, but it felt like an eternity, what I should do. Should I call 911? Should I call my friends? Should I call my parents? Should I scream for help? Because my then girlfriend, now wife, was just watching TV in the other room. I'll tell you what ended up happening. What ended up happening was my ego got the best of me, and I literally muscled my way and probably pulled other muscles trying to just get back up, washed up, and then I opened the door and I crumpled to the ground. And I literally crawled on my hands. I couldn't even use my knees or my feet because it just hurt so much. And I slid my way across to where my girlfriend was, and she helped me get back up. I honestly thought at that time that I had broken my back or a disc had slipped and I would forever have this terrible, terrible pain. What it turned out to be was that I was just carrying too much load in the front. So I was just carrying too much weight in my belly. And my lower back, again, just like from sitting, was just fatigued from having to carry that weight and to be able to hold my body. So since then, you know, fast forward to now, I'm 70 pounds lighter, and knock on wood, I've had zero incidents like that. Never have I had any pain that caused me not to be able to get up. My lower back problems literally disappeared. So number four, I mentioned this last week in my top three best bang for your buck fitness equipment episode. And if you ever needed a simple and easy way to get your glutes firing, or you just want to make sure that every squat you perform is perfect every single time, then you got to get yourself a set of bands. I've been using the regular rubber bands for years and years and years. But recently, and if you listened to last week's episode, I opened a set of Baiwu bands, which are made of this elasticy, stretchy material, unlike the regular silicone ones that you buy. And I have to say, they are way, 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 way better. I'm glad I made the switch, and I've been using them just for about a week now, and they are a huge game changer. I feel my glutes a lot more activated. They're much easier to slip on. They're not killing me as I'm trying to like pull them up. My leg hairs aren't screaming at me, and I'm not sponsored by Baiwus at all. I just really, really love these bands. You don't have to buy the Baiwus. There are others out there. Some are cheaper, some are more expensive, but so far, I have no complaint about the bands I bought last week. So with these bands, you can place them just above your knees and you can do a whole host of activation drills, such as clam openers, such as bridges. And as I mentioned, you can make every single squat that you do perfect. So again, if you go visit today's show notes, remixmyfitness.com/week29, you'll see two of my favorite moves that I've been doing with my new bands. So go and check that out. I put down the reps. I put down the sets that you need to do. Your buns, your glutes, your butt, and your lower back will be thanking you. Trust me on it. So just to recap, if you have lower back problems and you think it's from sitting too long, one, strengthen your legs. So when you're actually standing, your lower back isn't being overused. Your legs have taken over and is holding all that weight. Number two, sit on a stability ball and buy the right size for you. Bigger is not better in this case, and neither is smaller. You need one that is the right size for you. Number three, lose that weight. Take that pressure off your lower back. Take that pressure off your joints. And number four, get yourself a set of bands. If you want to get silicone bands, you want to get that stretchy material bands, whatever it is, get a set of bands. They're so cheap. They're so useful. You won't regret that purchase. It just takes a lot of thinking out of the work that you need to put in, but at the same time, gets your muscles working. So that's it. That is another episode in the books today. Thank you so much for tuning in to another episode. I'll be back next week, and I hope you are too. So go out there, set some goals, challenge yourself, and of course, don't forget to have fun. Until next time, peace.